So that was Stuck in the Grind by Nipsey Hussle and Bino Rideau, a personal favorite of mine, of course. Definitely speaks to my personal philosophy, not just personal philosophy, but just way of life. You know, we stuck in the grind, right? It is January 31st, 1 a.m. on January 31st. So I think it's ironic that I'm headed home from work at this moment. I'm kind of stuck in the grind, right? I know we all set our New Year's resolutions, and if you don't set resolutions, you set a couple goals for yourself for the year and things of that nature. And today's definitely the day to take stock of how far you've come or how far you have to go. We're not perfect individuals. I know I'm not perfect, and I definitely have to speak for myself on that one. I set a lot of goals for myself from a personal standpoint, professional standpoint, mental, physical, spiritual, really all five facets. And for me, it's been a struggle to develop the habits that I said I would. It's been a positive struggle, though. I've definitely been making progress. When it comes to work, I'm putting more hours in. I'm starting to see the results that I want to see, but I'm still hungry for more in terms of my creative passions and, you know, my personal goals. I'm re-inspired with a lot of my personal endeavors and my creative endeavors, so it just feels good to start to, you know, get back to yourself, if you will. From a physical standpoint, I'm in the gym a lot more. I've been traveling a little bit these past couple weeks, so while I have been active, I haven't stuck to my workout regimen. Shout out to my guy Keaton. Follow him on Instagram, Keat Sweat, Keat Sweat 5. One of the best trainers in the NAP. But yeah, he's getting me right. He's definitely getting me right, and we talk about the transformation. Still got a ways to go though, so we're working. Spiritually, I have been doing a better job of praying. I'm Muslim. I was born a Muslim. And I'm definitely getting back to my faith. I've been trying to pray 5 times daily. Has not worked out, partially due to my sleep schedule and my work schedule. Well, not really my sleep schedule, because that's not an excuse, right? If you gotta praise God, you've gotta praise God. So I mean, as you can hear in my tone and my words, I'm still working on getting that 5 times a day, but I've definitely prayed a lot more in 2019. And then mentally, I'm just a lot more focused. I'm not consuming as much content as I once was. And I think that's a good thing, because ultimately, if you're not consuming, then you're producing, right? Or at least that's how I like to look at it. It's a binary relationship, consumption and production. And as a content creator, I always want to be producing. While consuming is definitely necessary, and taking stock of the market is necessary, getting inspiration, things of that nature are important. Production, your own production, your unique production is definitely very important. And it's something that I'm doing enough of right now. I'm not producing enough content in the way of writing, in the way of audio content, in the way of video content. I have so many experiences and things to share with people, and I'm trying to get them out, so definitely stay tuned for that. But I guess this is more of a personal rambling, if you will. If you do follow this page, stay tuned. Let me know what you think. If you're struggling with any of the goals that you've set, share them with me. We can talk it through. I'm always here to help. And I think that all of my friends, people that I've come into contact with, acquaintances, things of that nature, everybody gets that feeling from me. And obviously that's super self-assured, right? I'm telling y'all that I'm the person that wants to help. That's almost like vain, right? But it's true. So yeah, hit me up, man. Let me know what's going on. Profuse habits, live wealthy. Does anybody else use Twitter as a soundboard, or is that just me? Anyways, I definitely use the microblogging to remember things, as opposed to, you know, like taking notes and putting them in a note. Because a lot of times you got to put stuff in a note, or when you put stuff in a note, you really don't go back to your notes too much unless you have to. But with Twitter, it's a timeline, so you can like literally just kind of like go to your profile and check and see what's going on. I mess with it. Anyways, my mentor, CEO, whatever you want to call the dude, GB, he talks about this concept of highest and best use, and I came to an epiphany like 20 minutes ago, really like right before I left the office, about highest and best use. And I think the highest and best use thing is you living out your dream, you living out your purpose, and you doing A, what makes you happy, and B, what effectually helps you achieve your goals. I see a lot of people, including myself in the past, who simply take on projects, take on tasks for people that don't necessarily tie into your dream, especially in situations where you're pressured by somebody to do things that you don't necessarily see as an ideal fit for what you have going on, but because you want to appease somebody, you take on the project, or you take on the responsibility, which ultimately is a deterrent to your dreams, which ultimately isn't you working in the way God intended. Specialization, I mean, when you go back to economics and even politics, the idea of specialization and people doing things that they're the best at, that concept is literally your purpose. That is how we achieve goals. This is how people attain success, by doing the things that they're best at. If Oprah would have decided to be a writer instead of a speaker, that wouldn't be her highest and best use. If Bill Gates would have been a wrestler instead of a coder, Microsoft would not exist. Same for Steve Jobs and Apple. If he chose something else, if he wanted to get into the automotive industry as opposed to computer science, the world wouldn't look the way it does now. And I'm finally starting to really understand it. Maybe it's a night drive. Maybe it's because I'm just coming. I'm on Waterway, like the back streets of IUPUI, and I'm looking over the city of Indianapolis and like the skyline, or what little skyline there is. Honestly, it's not a bad skyline. I've got to say that to people in Indy. Indy's an underrated city in general. And I think people need to have more pride in the fact that they're from here, instead of just saying that they're from here, but like really kind of engulfing themselves and diving into, or immersing themselves in, the city and just all of the dopeness around it. That was a terrible aside. Anyways, highest and best use, man. Figure out what your highest and best use is. Firstly, figure out your goals. Figure out your passion. Then figure out what you're good at. And once the two collide, you'll be invincible. You'll be walking God's walk. You'll be talking God's talk, because that's what working and living in your purpose is. That's what working and living by your highest and best use is. And that is how we all achieve success. I'm pretty much talking to myself here, but I definitely needed to hear that. I finally made it home, and I am now in bed. And I guess to cap tonight's episode, it's really an oath I'm making to myself to create unabashedly, uncensored, and with no other purpose in mind than to tell my story at least once a day. And it definitely will be more if I can, but I'm making an oath to create for the sake of creating, for the love of creating, for the purpose of creating, once a day. And I think everybody should take that oath. Obviously, I'm trying to be who I'm destined to be, so I had to take that oath. That was just a natural thing. But if you got something in your mind and you see a vision for it, pursue it. Pursue it to no end. Be flexible about, be stubborn about your goals, but flexible about your methods. And go get it. Have a good night.